In a quid pro quo lawsuit, the EEOC alleged that a company's former director of operations harassed a number of women under his supervision, making sexual demands in exchange for raises or changes to their schedules, even just to keep their jobs. One of these subordinates claimed she was fired for false reasons. When she was later rehired, she experienced retaliation in the form of unfavorable treatment. A U.S. district judge issued a consent decree in which the company had to pay $70,000 to victims, post notices, train its managers, and prevent future harassment and retaliation. This case and others like it underscore the message: no one should have to endure quid pro quo sexual harassment in order to earn a living.